Kason totiere sendam beleria de kenemongo sondu. Hello and welcome to Prayercast. I am Jasmine, the night blooming Jasmine. I call myself that because night blooming flowers bloom at night and they use fragrance rather than color to attract pollinators. In the Bible, God describes our prayers as a fragrance, as incense on his altar. I believe with all my heart that God is the pollinator, the original catalyst from which all good things come. Join me, will you please, as we pray. 1 Corinthians 14:1. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Lord, those who follow your way, they seek love. Elsewhere you have said the goal of our instruction is love, from a pure heart, a sincere faith, and a clean conscience. Monon dia de sapa shunutu sele, zetia de tosumangalaidia, adia de belenununungoria. Transform our minds, Lord, renew us so that we follow your way, the way of love. Lord, I pray that each one of us today, myself included, would see the opportunities and the gifts that you have given us to be a blessing. You give each day little gifts and opportunities so that we may be a joy to another. We have more so that we may share. We ask so that we have something to give. The gifts you give are to be re-gifted and given away. And we thank you, Lord, that through this continual outpouring of your heart to ours and ours to our neighbors, we find peace. We find the cycle of living things in this world continues to flow and continues to work. As water in the earth is never still, is never stagnant, but is always changing forms and being renewed and being restored and being re-gifted. Lord, I pray that you would renew and restore and re-gift our efforts to be a conduit of your peace and your blessing and your grace in the world. I pray that each one listening right now would think of one person that they can share some kindness with. Adiada boloria de kiniminga dia to duso non dolo, gabaria de galenia nanangada. Lord, and even as I think about giving gifts and kindnesses to others, immediately the enemy raises in my heart the memory of hurts and stings, of the ones that don't deserve my love and my kindness, that have not behaved towards me in love and kindness. But Lord, that is not your way either. That is the way of my own nature, the way of my own hard-heartedness. Gazo nungo lodiadiningida. Soften, work the hard places in my heart till they are a fertile ground, ready for what you will pollinate, what seeds you will sow, what things you will catalyze in my heart and in my life. From you flow every good and perfect gift. And out of you is no evil or vengeful or hateful thought, but only love and perseverance, faithfulness and kindness. Yes, you have anger for those who do harm to the innocent and to the weak. You have righteous anger towards those things, Lord. But you also have great patience and a longing to see every heart come to repentance. And so I ask, Lord, for greater patience with my neighbor, greater patience with those who cause me grief and discomfort, who stir up in me my fears and doubts and insecurities, who awaken the things in me that are not running hard after you. And I give those things, those unholy and unpleasant things to you. And I ask that you heal them, that you restore them, that you speak grace and peace into those places in my heart where I am unloving, where I am following my own way and not your way. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit. In your Spirit is only good things, Lord. We desire more of you. You have promised that you will give to all who ask abundantly for your Spirit. That as a father feeds his children wholesome foods, you feed our spirits by your Spirit. You restore our hope by your hope. You restore our wisdom by your wisdom. You restore our courage, Lord, by your courage. And I pray at night, like a night-blooming flower, my hope rises in darkness so that I am not distracted by any other sight, so that I am not turned in my affections to any other idol, any other fear or doubt, or God, or hope, but you and you alone are my refuge and my fortress and my strong tower. Lele lo kulun dia da casa, si ti dia da olona mangaisa, si pelor yere ke lo mongoloria. I desire, Lord, more than tongues, but also to prophesy, also to speak a word of kindness to those who hear. Let this prayer rise before your altar. Rise from the fire and bring you joy and hope. Masso do dusche nengele, le diede porodusso nungodia, natia das anamo popole, kidai diananenengele. Nein, 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 nein. I thank you for joining me on PrayerCast. I pray that you will return to the garden often, that you will find comfort and solace for your soul here. May Jesus walk with you, and may you walk with him in the way. Amen.